O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 23. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 23 by Phil Wickham. Soothing synth and gentle keyboard provide a peaceful soundscape as the vocalists sing a modernized version of the Psalm 23 text.
God is my shepherd, there's nothing I need. You lead me to the safest places. You lead me to the safest places. To walk in the meadow and lie by the stream. You meet me in the quiet places. You meet me in the quiet places. Your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in your house for eternity. I'll be there by your side. I'll be there.
Oh, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. Our passage begins with these powerful words: "The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need." Who is this passage first about? The Lord. And who is the Lord? Well, he is my shepherd. When David wrote this psalm, he didn't declare that God is a shepherd or the shepherd. He said that he is my shepherd. This shows us the love and the intimacy with which God wants to relate to us. And this reality has many implications, and I want to point out just a couple. The first one, though, isn't particularly positive. If God is your shepherd, that makes you a sheep. Now, we have nice images of cute, gentle little lambs, but sheep, they're a whole other story. Why? Well, for starters, sheep aren't the most intelligent creatures. There's no such thing as a sheep trainer or sheep tricks. You can't teach a sheep to sit or roll over because they're not smart enough. There are even accounts of sheep walking directly into open flames. Sheep are also defenseless. They have no fangs or claws. They can't bite you or outrun you. And they're also dirty. A cat can clean itself. Dogs at least attempt to. Birds go to bird baths. Even bears will take dips in rivers. But sheep, they get dirty and they stay that way. A sheep can't take care of itself. One commentary I was reading through pointed out how, unlike goats, who apparently are quite independent, sheep depend on their shepherd to find pasture and water for them. Without a shepherd, they are completely lost. Sheep need a shepherd. And the same is true for us. This is a reality that we ought to come to terms with, but I think it's one that can provide freedom once we do. I read a piece a while back from a writer named Oliver Berkman. He's got a bi-monthly newsletter called The Imperfectionist. And in this particular installment, he extolled the virtues of asking the question, "What if the situation is even worse than I thought?" But here's the point that he's making. He writes, "We can't ever get free from the limited and vulnerable and uncertain situation in which we find ourselves. But when you grasp that you'll never get free from it, that's when you're finally free in it." Friends, the Bible tells us that we are sheep, and as such, we are vulnerable. Even worse, we're helpless. We don't have what we need to take care of ourselves. Sure, we can fake it for a while. Fun fact about sheep, they, like camels, can go long periods of time without water. And when they find it, they can drink as much as 9 liters at one time. A sheep that hasn't been led beside still waters can make it seem as though it's doing okay, at least for a time. But it will reach a breaking point. And as a sheep, it's never going to be able to find water on its own. A sheep needs its shepherd to get them there. We too can fake it for a time, but we will never make it on our own. We need a shepherd. And the good news here, and here's the positive implication, the good news of this text is this: the Lord is our shepherd. Therefore, we don't have to make it on our own. Therefore, we have what we need. For our shepherd knows what we need, and he takes care of it. Jesus helps us to see the real beauty and joy of this text when he himself identifies as the good shepherd and declares in John 10:14-15, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus is the good shepherd who cares so deeply about your need that he gave himself for you. Thank you. Let's close now with this prayer from Jerome. O Lord, show your mercy to me and gladden my heart. I am like the sheep that went astray. O good shepherd, seek me out and bring me home in accord with your will. Let me dwell in your house all the days of my life and praise you forever and ever with those who are there. Amen.